B-Pod Studios.
Opinionated.
You like donuts? Nope.
And passionate.
We all know you're not the brightest bulb on the branch.
Okay? Brightest bulb on the branch?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Dig deeper and find some good Mr. songs from 85.
Well, we only go by the charts.
Tears for Fears.
In a given week.
It feels like we started strong on your birthday week songs, and it's...
Don't dump on this one. I love this one.
Well,
it's really
you and I are split on Tears for Fears because I like Sowing the Seeds of Love.
Sowing the Seeds of Love.
See, I don't like that one. I like this
Sowing
one
the Seeds.
No, I don't dislike that.
Well, why
song?
Wouldn't that be considered?
I like Tears for Fears.
Why couldn't that be considered dirty if you're sowing your seeds for love?
To not be played on the radio.
Tears for Fears? Got no issue there.
How can you not play Relax and you can play I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt?
Because he's too sexy. He's too sexy for his cat in a hat.
What's the cat
name? No.
I mean, that's music,
no, just
man.
No.
These guys are going back out on tour. They just put out an album.
Tears for Fears?
I want Duran to go on tour.
What's Milliken's face all about? What's the matter?
Did you say Jaron Duran?
There he is on the pop culture, and there we are being horrified
by
things you say again. No, he said Duran.
You are Duran. Precious. You are precious.
You are special. We love you.
Thank you.
Do you know who Roberto Duran is, Milliken?
I don't think so.
Okay, just checking.
It's a Finish Strong Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand, and it's always brought to you by 128 Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric and Drains. Congratulations to Ryan and his amazing team at 128, celebrating 30 years of serving customers, finishing every job strong along the way. Happy birthday, 128, and congrats on
happy 30 years
in business. And I am happy to have had the services of 128 at my home. As is Hardy, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, 2 for 3.
Fantastic.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
A lot of work at my house.
Two out of three ain't bad.
And it was impeccable. How's your water heater doing?
Well, it's hanging in there.
Good.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
Happy to hear
it. TikTok.
Happy to hear it. Yeah. Red Sox opening day about to get underway. In New York, in the Bronx, where the sun is shining and baseball will be played momentarily.
Maz is out there watching some of the pregame festivities, and there was some odd singing going on.
It was the Ukrainian national anthem.
Oh, it was?
They were doing, yeah.
I didn't know.
That
what,
was part
yeah,
of
Yeah, I walked by, and I didn't know what
oh,
it was.
Oh, you hate Ukraine, huh?
No, he didn't know what it was either.
Don't.
Down on that? Are you pro-Putin?
No, I'm Russian Orthodox. Yeah. No. Jesus.
I don't know.
Stop it. I'm Ukrainian. Yeah, I am.
Now you're Ukrainian.
All that area, you're Orthodox, yeah.
I am.
I'm a mutt. I'm an Eastern European mutt. I am. I am stand for Ukraine. Yep.
Thank you, Zo.
Yep.
What are you? Doing? Why you Ukrainian too?
Your words meant a lot to me, though.
Nice. That a boy.
I'm not Ukrainian.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
What is wrong with you?
Can we play Gronk from Kimmel?
Thank you.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
He's pulling up the sound. Here's a rough. That's
strike three. Right. He's cleaner today than he was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, the confidence is building as the days go on.
Get a little cocky. Bring it back down.
Here's Rob Gronkowski with Kimmel this week talking about when he was mic'd up for NFL films and he needed that one more catch to get the $1 million bonus and he hit it. He told Brady, throw me the ball. I need the ball. I need one more catch. You got that Millie.
Yeah.
Here is Gronk with Kimmel this week.
before where guys know they need one more to hit some performance bonus?
Yes, I've seen it before, actually. Not with the Patriots, though. I mean, they'll probably pull you before you hit that bonus there.
Yeah, right.
I shouldn't have said that.
No, you shouldn't have said that, but you did say it. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You think my laugh is fake?
Rob Gronkowski, years removed from playing for the Patriots. Still
in their head. They own space in your head, boy.
Still damaging their brand after the fact. That's what that is.
I agree.
I don't think a dig at...
What, did they not pay him or hold his bonus?
I think it's a dig at the Patriot franchise. That's a dig at Bill Belichick, is what that is. Oh, yeah, they know you got a bonus? Yeah, they'll sit you. They won't feed you the ball.
See, I think that's more of like a shot at friends he's had that may have had an issue here or two, and that's less of him because they paid him. They've never held him out of anything. Or in anything, they had to get in line with his group to make sure they all had joint release of statements of injuries and stuff.
Doesn't that speak
to
how quick he came up with that thought? Doesn't that speak to some deep-seated dislike of the Patriots from Gronk?
It's a little real estate in your head, yeah. They own a little bit in there. I mean, he played here a long time.
He won't let go of it.
There's some injuries. He just had some bad injuries here. Those are probably not good times for him.
At what point is Gronk going to damage, or he may not even give a damn?
I don't think he gives a damn anymore.
Any future relationship with, you know.
He's so out of here.
The coming back and, you know, the Hall of Fame thing.
Still got his house here in that, though.
He's going to the real Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So maybe he doesn't give a crap about anything to do with the Patriots.
It's the best tight end to play.
Yeah. Isn't that a shame, though? To have a guy like that play for you and leave. At times, it feels like Gronk was more pissed leaving here than Brady.
I mean, yeah. And... I mean, how much of the blame pie and to Hardy to your percentages that you can't give A to your children. Like, what percentage of this did they have in allowing two at the best at what they did at the position to walk out the door and still be at playing at a high level and win championships?
Yeah.
Because they've let guys go and they have just fallen on their face.
Yep.
And they've been really good about that. These two, not good.
Right, that's always the thing. Oh, they all who's coming?
Yeah, what they do after
who's
they left?
What they do after they were Patriots?
Brady said his two best years ever.
Won a Super Bowl, added multiple quality years, and I'll be honest, I didn't think that was going to be the case for Gronk.
I was dead wrong
on that.
I really didn't think either of these guys were going to do what they did post leaving here. I thought Rob was done. I thought the injuries caught up with him. He doesn't lift anymore. That whole band stuff. Yeah, just thought he was done.
I got to say, that's not helpful for the Patriots that he's out there saying that. Like, you think, oh, a little joke on Kimmel. I think players pay attention to that stuff. I still think there are reputational things that Bill Belichick might still have with players. Elsewhere, guys that are not on his team, you know.
Like, if that's the case, then why is Bill showing up at his, Super Bowl party on the beach and hamming it up and yucking it up with him? Like, if the relationship was so bad or it ended so poorly here. Like, that's what that's the odd part of it that I don't get. Like, then why are you dealing with, why even talk to the guy? Like, he shows up at your party, makes you look good. Now you're gonna throw that at him? I mean, I know it's not good for him and it's not good for them. It's not good for either. I don't know. When you expedite things, you allow the guy to get traded. Isn't it like, okay, we're going to view you and talk about you as a good player and you're going to talk about us as, you know, you had a good experience here and we drafted you. We made you the player you are. We helped you. Put you with that quarterback for a long time. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't like hearing that.
I didn't either. Rob Gronkowski, Kimmel, said he doesn't know if he's going to play this coming year yet.
Oh, he
knows. He's playing.
Yeah, he's going to play for the Bucs.
He's bluffing.
Yeah.
He's trying to get the most money he can get out of the Bucs to come back.
Yep.
I bet Brady's lobbying the Bucs right now. Make sure you pay Gronk.
I think that's part of the deal.
Make sure you pay Gronk so we can have Gronk.
Like Gronky do, and we could do our little thing outside the stadium there where we sit there with our feet in the kiddie pool. Tommy and Gronky. God, is that thing bad.
What?
The Tommy and Gronky thing they do. Whatever YouTube
maybe they're
thing.
They're not going to do it.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that this year.
Yeah, I should probably cancel that. 617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls coming up. We got open lines. Actually, just one, maybe two. Why don't you grab those? We'll talk to you next. Stick around.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here are Zolak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Happy birthday.
Beetle, don't give me that look. You did not send me any more songs. I've gone through the list.
That's all the list I had for 85?
No, like Beetle didn't like my picks. He didn't enjoy them. I was ruining his birthday, as he would frame.
He's hijacked the show.
I will take any more songs, but Beetle did say, oh, I'll be sending stuff. Where are we, Beetle?
Did you play Survivor?
We did.
No, you didn't.
Did you play REO Speedwagon?
No.
That one I might not have.
You didn't play Survivor.
I did play Survivor.
You didn't play Out of Tiger.
No, it was High on You. And you didn't play Prince. Prince is on the list. You didn't play that either.
Wasn't that earlier?
Nope.
Okay, we'll come
back.
There's
at least two left that you didn't play, which would cover you for this segment and next, the final two segments.
He just put Morris Day at a Time along with Prince, like combined them and thought Prince is like goes with that.
I will take the blame for that.
Boy, that's so much love.
Unbelievable. No, I mean, but of all the mistakes he's made with pop culture, if he's going to lump Prince and Morris Day and the Time together,
you know, not his worst offense.
Not, I mean, you know, it's the Minneapolis rock funk scene. I mean, what are we going to do?
Turn the game off.
It's not the game.
No, you're distracted. You're distracted.
He is. He's distracted.
Hey.
He just melded in. If
I'm allowed to sit here and watch the Masters for two straight days, Milliken can watch an hour's worth of baseball. That's only fair.
Well, it's the top of the first inning with only one out, and the Red Sox lead 3-0. Rafael Devers came to the plate and put one in the bleachers. Two-run home run out of the gate. And with that home run, he said the Red Sox can take their latest offer
and
shove it right up their backside.
And then Bogarts.
Take that.
Bogarts came up next and then hit one to the gap.
Good. 3-0 Sox. Yeah. And Gerrit Cole has thrown 18 pitches to get one out. Make that 19. 617-779-0985. John in East Hampton. Hi, John.
Howdy, boys. How's it going?
Great.
Hi.
Very quickly, I know you already talked about this like 4 hours ago, but Prince did not join the We Are the World crew because he disliked Michael Jackson, although that fact is true on its own. He didn't join the We Are the World crew because he thought the song was corny and he didn't trust Bob Geldof. He called him a creep, and Prince, like with a lot of things, was totally right. All the cash from We Are the World went to less than savory locations, similarly to Live Aid.
Wow. Huh. Good background, John. I guess we can't totally trust the story of Lionel Richie. Well, not that Lionel Richie lied. He just maybe left out some key details.
Well, maybe he told you what he knew.
Yeah, the part that he knew was that he did not want to be there because Michael Jackson was going to be there. Prince was out on
that. Against Michael.
You can still play the Prince song right now, Milliken. That's on that list.
And by the way,
I'll give you a hint. It was play Cream. Purple Rain.
Play Cream.
It was Purple Rain with like the out at Lake Minnetonka, where they, you know, fool around at the lake, and then they're on the motorcycle.
Take me with you?
Damn, you nailed it.
Apollonia Catera.
Prince.
Yeah. Prince. That was one of the best movie scenes.
I think it's a little bit of an underrated song.
Oh, my God. No one would ever say it's underrated.
I don't think it's like the first hit that comes to mind when you're thinking of Prince.
It's good music.
And the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Remember when Wiggy went on that boat?
He did on the... Would have made a good rejoin.
It's been a great rejoin. They're steady, just melted in. Spin the wheel
Strat
of gutless songs.
I can't disguise, pounding of my heart. It beats
I'm going to listen to this and then the song Luchador sent me on the way home.
This isn't too bad.
I doubt Milliken has an appreciation for Prince. There are a lot of people that don't have an appreciation for Prince. They don't get it.
I'm very ignorant on it. I've never really listened to his stuff.
Yeah,
I don't get Prince. I wouldn't put this in my top 10 right. Prince songs, but it's an example of it's like, this is a perfectly good song.
It's a good pop, and it's just, poppy song for anyone
it's
to
listen to.
It's
just another one that he wrote out of the dozens and dozens of really good songs that he wrote.
Yep. Just what he did.
It's too gifted.
What he do? Andrew's in Milton. Andrew.
You know what we're missing? Like those April flurries. We haven't had any snow this month, have
we? Why are you going to knock on the
You want to know why? So you can listen to
Global Warming.
Prince, Sometimes It Snows in April. Underrated song from...
Well, it's going to hit 70. Parade? It's going to hit 74 next week.
I got to get that pole open.
Under the...
You already scheduled it, didn't you?
Yeah. You don't want that 70, 80 degree days to rack it up and then it gets called green. It'll look like lost pole soup.
His does look very soupy.
He waits too long.
His does look very green and soupy.
Yeah.
Like pea soup.
Yeah, they're scrubbing it.
Yep, it's off a parade. Thank you. And on the Under the Cherry Moon soundtrack. Very sad song.
Let's go to Scott in Dover. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Beatle, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I got two quick questions. If at all possible, this is a Patriots thing, sorry. If at all possible, would you cut N'Keal Harry, cut or trade Nelson Aguilar, and then sign Jarvis Landry to a one-year deal? Second question being, are you guys hiring? I need a job.
Are we hiring, Zoe?
We actually aren't, because Louth just and T-Bone just said, like, hey, you know, we're set for the summer on interns. We've had multiple people like try to, like, hey, we want to work there. And T-Bone said, don't worry, we got it all covered without even looking into it. You know, sort of. I don't think we're hiring. I mean, nobody's here anyway.
Are you involved in a lot of the HR decisions around here when it comes to stuff like that?
So
you don't really know.
But I know we have to go out there and clap our hands every once in a while to make sure the lights come on.
Don't.
Do we not?
They're on today.
Take a picture?
Alex is here. They had a good run today. They have.
They're finishing
strong.
Yeah.
Andrew Christian, Milton is back. Here. Andrew.
Hey. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I was in a bad service area. So, the thing about Gronk's beef with the Pats, that doesn't piss me off so much. What's annoying about it is that it's not true. Like, I can remember over the years, I remember James White a couple years ago didn't reach his playing time incentive and they paid him. Lawrence Guy didn't reach it and they paid him. There was one with Marcus Cannon and they paid him. I think Edelman had one too. It seems like he's just saying things that are just to crawl up Bill's back that aren't necessarily even true.
Could be what's put in his head by the quarterback too. I mean, yeah. Look at Brady's numbers over the years. And I know
he's right about Guy and White. That all happened the same year.
He's totally right.
2019.
Yep. Yeah. Rob's oblivious to that, though.
Yeah, no, it's more about him trying to take a dig.
It's the view and a perception of the two biggest players that left here.
Yeah, create a perception that the team doesn't look out for your best interest.
But it's not fun there, and, you know, it's too hard work.
Gronk had the issues with the medical staff, right? He fought back on that stuff.
What'd the team do? They issued joint statements together. To help him out. And then he tried to trade him. He said, I'm retiring. And he called his shot. You know? So it's not like it's two-way street here a little bit.
That's why I said we brought this up. True or not, this stuff hurts. Hurts the perception.
Sure it does.
Kevin in Rhode Island. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Long time. First time. Thanks a lot. Andrew just covered some of what I was going to say about the Patriots paying incentives when people didn't technically earn them. But more particularly to Gronkowski's situation, if I'm not remembering incorrectly, several years back, when Brady actually stepped out of a game and Garoppolo was playing mop-up time, didn't they actually put Gronkowski back in the game and throw to him three consecutive times so he could set a record for receptions or yards for a tight end of the season? Thanks for taking the call and listening to your comments.
All right, I do remember something like that, but you know, that's more of like a record thing. That's not even, you know, he's saying it as far as pay scale. Like, they devise a route, put me in motion, just throw me a 2-yard pass out on a left flat and get me another milli. Like, Tampa would go that length for him. I remember the sequence. Brady, you know, Arians went over to Brady and said, "You still stay in the game. We're going to get Gronk the ball." He goes, "Ooh, that's what that gif of Brady's like, ooh, he needs a milli. He needs one more catch for a milli." Yeah. And again, I don't like hearing that.
No. Let's go to Brandon, who's in, Rhode Island. Go ahead, Brandon.
What's up, guys? Big fan. Happy birthday, Beetle.
Thank you.
What's going on down there?
Turned out to be a beautiful day. Quick question about the NFL draft. What position or what do the Pats need to do to get back into playoff contention this year?
First of all, it's not beautiful out. I don't know where you're at in Rhode Island. You may be way down south.
It was supposed to be sunny today in Boston.
The sun was out at one point. I walked by the windows. The sun was
cold out there. I don't want to go out there.
That's a cold look. What do the Patriots have to do to be a playoff team, though?
Win 11 games?
Anthony Rizzo just hit a 2-run home run off of a
volley. It's going to be
a real pitcher's duel.
Yeah.
3-2. 3-2 in the bottom of the first.
He doesn't have Plawecki catching him.
With one out.
What'd you say?
He doesn't have Plawecki catching him.
So this was the fourth pitch of the game, and Rizzo went deep. On Eovaldi's fourth
pitch.
Kaboom! So much for that MVP talk on Eovaldi.
Yeah.
We left that one right out there.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my.
That was a meatball.
Yikes.
Oh, dearie, dear.
That was flat.
Your mic's on, Tyler.
Right. Whose microphone is on back there?
Tyler's. He just left it on.
It was me.
Okay. It's still on. There it goes. Patrick in the car. Patrick.
Well, happy birthday, Bertrand.
Thank you, sir.
And my take today is how is this Patriots Frankenstaff going to get Jonnu and Nelson involved? We're all hearing the reports. I'm interested to see if we can step up their game. And does it change now that we got Devontae in the mix?
Right. We spend, thanks, Patrick. We spend so much time talking about the quarterback development. Do they have the brain power in the room to figure out the issues that existed with Jonnu Smith last year?
I hope so. I mean,
another fair question.
Josh McDaniels is a hell of a play caller, and he couldn't figure it out with him to get him going last year throughout the course of the year. I mean, keep waiting. You'd see a player here or there. I hope so. I mean, the kid is talented. They got to figure something out with him. But he's not down there with Mac. Again, that could be more of a perimeter thing where you're working with receivers, not tight ends. And he could have like a tight end week this week with backs. I don't know.
Two outs, top of the first, 3-2 Red Sox on opening day. Hardy has headlines. Today's takeaways coming up. Are you running the birthday montage next segment, Milliken?
Great news. Tom took care of this ahead of time. I don't want to take credit for it. It's a Tom Morgan production.
Well, that would be because we also have fake promos
today,
so we kind of have to bump it up.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's all
we'll
coming
do that.
Up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I do like crushed haddock.
And passionate.
I took a piece of haddock one time and I ran over it with a tire.
More headlines in 30 minutes.
It's like a haddock pancake.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Milliken tells me this has a creepy music video.
No, it doesn't. If you want to get a creepy music video, watch that. What's the name of that? Rock Me Tonight?
Okay, but that's the gold standard.
This band still brings it. Sorry, saw them three years ago when we're rich down there at the Xfinity Center.
Did they do the ooh, ooh, ooh?
Yeah. They do sound like that. A little more pitchy in person. I remember walking out seeing Matt Chatham. He just has knee redone. He was on crutches. He smoked a cigarette, and he walked out with no crutches. I didn't feel nothing that day.
All right, I'm glancing at different parts of the REO video for this song right now.
Candle in the window.
There's some babies involved. It's 80s riffic with the special effects.
I'm getting closer than I ever thought I'd fly.
Here we go. Here's where it really kicks in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know why?
Because I can't fight this feeling.
Oh, my God. There wasn't a 7th or 8th grade dancer. You wouldn't be like, ugh.
I've forgotten what I started fighting for.
What's your butt
Here's
grabbing?
A weird one.
To bring this ship into the shore.
I think it's for the captains. A little yacht
throw
rock.
Throw away the oars.
Makes it yacht
rocking.
What
are you going to do that for?
Makes it yacht rocking.
Makes it
yacht rocking.
What are you throwing the oars out for?
Because he said, I'm here to stay. When you have a dinghy.
Nowhere to go.
And you're
locked in, baby.
You're rowing that dinghy.
Hey, baby.
You throw the oars away when you get the dinghy hits, whether the boat, you want to stay on the boat or you want to stay on the ground. That means I'm here to stay with you.
Symbolic.
I want to be up crash here. Oh. Crashing through the door, right? I mean, you think that's a mistake? You think that's an accident?
No, I think that's art.
That's...
Woo!
Oh.
But a Camaro saw some good days at this song.
Oh, 80s guitar riffs. Just the best.
You don't get them anymore. It's been such a whirlwind.
All right, we got three calls left. You think we can get through them?
No.
No? Alan Quincy for Hardy. Al.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Al.
Hardy, got a question for you, Hardy. Played 18 this morning at Braintree Municipal. And
thank you, Gordy.
Something funny happened. Something funny happened to you. I think it was hole 7, the second par 3 and the front 9. I stake my shot on the green, and this random guy I'm playing with completely hooks his first tee shot, and then he reloads, and he sinks it for a hole in one. So I need a ruling on this, and we went back and forth. Do we mark that a 3, or do you give him a hole in one? Because, like, let's be honest,
give
it's
him a hole in one.
Shot.
No, it's a 3. Now, first of all, where did the tee shot that he hooked? Was it OB? Was it gone?
Yeah, so that hole's a little bit weird. Like, we found it, and, like, it was, like, right next to the cart path. Like, I would say maybe 50
yards away. Whatever. Even if he took it as an unplayable, if he played again for the team, that's a 3.
Mass said 3.
I mean, well, it's not even a debate. It's 3.
I'd give him a hole one.
For competitive sake, it's a 3.
Are you friends or not?
Right. But for the sake of being able to say, I once had a hole in one, you could say, I did.
No, he did not.
Well, in the sense that he took a tee shot, and it landed in the hole. Didn't count for one. It counted for 3.
It's not a hole in one. I'm sorry. It's just not.
It's a hole in one. It's one shot you made.
Not on the scorecard, it isn't.
Right. But technically, it's one shot, and you hold it.
It's like a vacated NCAA appearance, right? We all know it happened,
you know,
but it didn't count as you thought it did.
It's really like, you know, you have that teacher that, yeah, you failed, but okay, the teacher lets you retake the test, and you get the better grade if you retake it. Like, yeah. Did you really wear neck ring?
No,
or not?
He had 2 chances to hit that tee shot, and only one of them was good, and it counts for a 3.
James of California, subject line, could the Patriots move on from Belichick? When?
Yeah, I just want to know if they'll move on from him if they miss the playoffs this season, because I have them winning around 4 games. And also, I want to know why they didn't go after any of these elite quarterbacks. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I'd rather have Frankie running the team than Belichick at this point.
Frankie? Who's Frankie?
Woof.
Frankie McDonald?
Who's Frankie McDonald?
Some sort of prank call.
Mm-hmm.
He waited like an hour and 20 minutes for that. Is that how long he was on there for? Milken, get your hand off the button. I can't hear myself.
It's usually how long Blind Mike is on.
There's a Canadian YouTuber named Frankie McDonald. Have we just been pranked from the Great
come
White
on.
North?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Hi, Frankie.
That would be fun.
Get us on YouTube.
Like, shout out
the
show or something.
We were in a Wall Street Journal.
What's up, YouTube?
Hey, YouTubers. What's up?
Frankie!
Jim Louse Kid.
Frankie McDonald.
Frankie.
Yeah, yeah. Joey's in Kingston. Joey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah,
hey, happy birthday. Happy birthday, B.
Thanks, Joey.
Hey, and Ty, great bumper music. Watch the movie Body Double with a young Melanie Griffith if you want to listen to some Frankie Goes to Hollywood. But guys, with today, you know, being an opening day, a little related Red Sox stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take it. You guys saw the Steve Burton, Jim Corsi special a few months back?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So I got my colonoscopy yesterday, and that story is what inspired me. And I've been blowing it off for about 6 years. I'm going to take it, Zoe, that you haven't gotten it, have you?
I have not. I got to do that. Yeah.
Okay. It's nothing. I mean, I hate doctors.
No, it's not nothing.
I hate needles. I hate all that. It is a nothing procedure. And
Were you sweating bullets before you went
it's
in?
It's nothing. I've had it done, too. I talked to you about it. It's nothing. The worst part about it, look, it's a cliche. Back me up on this. The worst part about it is the day of prep.
How do you get in there?
Right?
It is. But you know what? Yeah. Watch that story. I mean, I had my doctor mad at me, telling me every year, like, what are you doing? You know, most preventable form of cancer. His special inspired me. It was his daughter that got to me. And I made the call, and I said, I need this appointment. So, anyways, just don't take it from me. Watch that special. And if you want some incentive on the way home, you're kind of full of a little ear. I had fun at my wife's expense the whole ride home. So if you want some incentive, think of that.
He has that every day anyway. Yeah. That's not a problem.
You go into Twilight Zone. It's a mixture of a couple of different chemicals. There's, I don't know. But let me tell you something.
Get you just right.
Oh, you're going to feel great. You sleep through
it. Great drugs involved. Come on.
Great drugs involved. And so you sleep through it. And then when you wake up, you're going to feel great. Phenomenal. And you get to have like the meal of a lifetime because
steak on a big steak.
You haven't. You haven't eaten for
some gravy.
You know,
good for some weight loss.
Yeah.
For a day.
For that, too.
Tyler is on me. Says we've got to get to the birthday mash.
Oh, all right.
I've been waiting for it.
Here it is. Hey, it's Beetle. And I want to tell you. Yeah. Ed and Leominster, what smells good?
I don't know that
he's
big
enough. I don't think he's that big. I think you're McCone from the top row. The competition committee has a limit. Defensive backs and linebackers all now allowed. Spencer saying the spin rate was off the charts as the ball.
You know, you could smoke in the building back then. And you just wouldn't go take a leak because the line was a mile long.
Let's call them naked balls.
I'd rather have the wide receiver than the tight end.
I really like tight ends, though. When you rip one at home and your dog smells it, it must be far more potent. What do they think of their own farts?
They should be blowing right now.
617-779-0984. But speaking of Schwaba,
I returned to find them on my couch, watching TV and eating my kids' school lunches.
Uh-huh, that baby's coming.
The only difference.
Yeah, take our pants off.
I like how you did that to me. That's good.
I don't even know what the dog and the farts thing was about. What the hell was that about?
I don't know.
That's my favorite part. When you hear something, you have no recollection of what
my dog
it was.
Has zero. Dog hasn't ripped ass in a while. Like, he hasn't done it in a while.
Does your dog sniff its own farts?
I don't know, because he hasn't done that.
I think mine does. I noticed this the other day. Yeah.
What is it? Wait a minute.
Like, you notice your rips dog one, and then it's like, and I'm like, that's you.
Well,
that's
they have such a high, you know, their sensory and their smell.
Well, their smell is 10,000 times what we have. It's
oh my god,
exponentially better smell than
we
what
walked
we have,
into the room and caught the movers smelling the dog's farts.
We came home
when dogs
and the
ass,
movers.
It's so
were
bad.
Rubbing my
it's
dog's
so much worse
stomach.
Than humans. It is.
It's like, oh no, it's
what?
Like death.
You but, have the same meal every day.
But every
what the hell is in there?
Little, what's remarkable though is up until a certain age, like dog farts all smell like puppy poop. It takes you back to that puppy poop smell, and then when they get older, then they just stink.
All right, let's get to today's takeaways. The fake promos.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways, which are fake promos brought to you by Wake and 180 Weight Loss. Make this 2022 opening day unlike the opening day pitchers and make it the benchmark of when you could control your weight. Give them a call right now to wake180weightloss.com or 7 locations.
Everybody's settled down there.
Have they?
Devers, second time through, grounded out. Bogaerts at the plate now, top of the third. 3-2 lead for the Red Sox over the Yankees. What do we got?
Oh, fake promo Friday. Yeah, we got six of them. Let's go.
All right.
Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
It's not that I'm into it. I'm just turned off by dirty feet. It's a real turnoff.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
These are Milliken-produced fake right. promos today.
Let's go. I wouldn't have put that one in.
I probably would have asked that one, but okay, let's go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
The mover came in, and he did number two in my bathroom, and he didn't flush. Our floor flooded, and we had to get a new floor.
DM fan lines.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
I think that one missed the mark.
Sorry, I was sick all week.
That one missed the mark a little bit. Next one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Maybe Sean Penn and Mystic River.
I told you to throw the cutter. No, I said cutter. Is that a slider?
No.
It is slide.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Not bad. Better.
Not bad.
It came around. Brought it around.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
What's the difference between illegal and illawful? No. What's the difference between illegal and unlawful? Illegal is a sick bird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Then he kept saying, why did the farmer back out of the cow jumping competition?
Why?
Because he strained his calf.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And I'm sure you're the same.
Put that dirty thing near your mouth?
Well, you don't have to look at it.
Zolak and Bertrand. There we go.
Not bad. All right. That's good.
Was that it, or we got one more?
One more.
Finish strong Friday. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Ryan in the truck. Hey, Ryan.
Oh, God. Nice signing by, getting Devontae Parker, but the speed that James Williams has reminds me of a maid that came in the bathroom. I mean, some of the quickest speed I've ever seen.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Overall, underwhelming.
But better than his first shot of fake promos.
Improvement.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I get a letter grade? A C?
No, I'd give that
B-.
I'd give that
B-. B-.
Flat B. Yeah.
Thank you.
B for better.
Yep. Public school B-.
Belger and Maz are coming your way next on an agenda-free Friday.
Happy birthday, Beetle.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, Beetle.
Thanks, Artie. Thanks, Zoe. Thanks, everyone, for the birthday wishes.
What's for dinner tonight?
I don't know yet.
What's the birthday dinner?
I don't know.
You get any presents?
Not yet.
Heat log.
Worst birthday.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.